Last year, a Richland florist refused to provide flowers for a gay customer's wedding, and as a result, that florist is currently being sued by the state of Washington. Now, two Republican state senators are sponsoring a bill that would limit government's ability to sue in cases where people claim religious freedom. What kind of actions would the bill protect? State Senator Mike Padden, who represents the Spokane Valley, is one of the bill's sponsors. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Are Washingtonians forced by state government to act against their religious beliefs? You might remember that florist in Richland who refused to make floral arrangements for a same-sex couple's wedding. The Washington Attorney General took her to court. When pharmacists in Washington State felt they shouldn't have to provide the morning-after pill to customers because of their religious belief, the pharmacy board jumped in. Well, Spokane Valley State Senator Mike Padden thinks we might have a problem here, so he's drawing up a law to stop the state from preventing citizens from acting on their religious beliefs. And Senator Padden joins us today from the Spokane Valley. Thanks for speaking to us.
Oh, it's great to be on your program.
Where do you see the problem, Senator?
We basically are looking at legislation that would say that the state would need to demonstrate a compelling interest before it imposes a burden on the free exercise of religion. And Congress has passed such a law almost unanimously when Bill Clinton was president under a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate and with support of the ACLU and all sorts of different groups across the political spectrum and virtually every religion. So we'd like to see something similar here. This philosophy goes way before any of these recent incidents. And on the other side, there's been an incident down at the state capitol here in 2011 where a church wanted to have a barbecue and then do a baptism in it. Wasn't in the lake. They were bringing their own portable equipment for the baptism, and the state said they couldn't do it under advice from the Attorney General.
Senator Padden, if your measure was law, would it have prevented the Washington Attorney General from taking that Richland florist to court for allegedly discriminating against the same-sex couple? The florist said it was her religious belief that same-sex marriage was wrong, and she didn't want to serve them.
No, I don't believe it would have. I think the courts would still have to do a balancing act, and we have a case. The committee had some tremendous testimony from attorney Steve McFarland yesterday, who was argued the case of the First Covenant Church in Seattle, in which the court indicated there that they could go ahead, maintain their church building when an architectural commission of the city of Seattle didn't want them to go ahead. The cases all pre-existed the situation in Richland, and all we're doing is trying to codify some of these court decisions.
Is a court the mechanism to figure out what one's true beliefs are, particularly one's true religious beliefs? Those are pretty hard things to pin down.
They've got to determine the sincerity of the beliefs. I mean, this is under federal law, and 18 other states have adopted legislation like this. So this isn't something new. But I mean, that's the way it is. We have competing interests in society. For example, the courts have ruled that a race it cannot be used is a way to discriminate under religious freedom. And there's a U.S. Supreme Court case versus in Bob Jones University that established that. Plus, we have a specific provision in the proposed legislation dealing with that. So you have these compelling interests on the state, and then you also have the interests of the individual. But I just feel so often that right now that people of faith are kind of marginalized, and I don't think the legislature wants to do that. In fact, Senator Klein sponsored a Senate Resolution 8652, which I joined with him, that indicated that the role of the legislature in our state is not to disparage or marginalize any religious traditions. So I think this is a carrying on from that resolution, and we're going to continue to work on it and try to answer some of the concerns. But I mean, this is something that's very basic, and like I said, back when the federal Congress passed it, it had the support of Ted Kennedy, Senator Hatch, and Senator Schumer. So I mean, it's a wide philosophical group that supports legislation like this.
Senator Patton, you've talked about how the courts will have to achieve this balance between religious beliefs and what the state laws are. My sense is that your intent in this is to give a little more weight to the religious side of that balance. Would that be correct?
Well, it's more to clarify and put into what I believe the courts have already ruled in our state and give credence to our state constitution, which calls for that. And I just think there's a danger of things going the other way. I mean, I really think this baptism thing is a wrong decision and probably would be overturned if it ends up in court. But, for example, a lot of churches here, and I'm sure throughout the state, rent public school buildings for services on Sunday. And I don't want to see somebody say, hey, that's a violation. We're going to let other groups do that, but we're not going to let a religious group do that. So I just want to clarify those sort of things in the legislation.
It's funny you mentioned that example, because right around the corner from my house in the Ballard neighborhood, there's a public high school, and a church group rents that every week for church services. But you're concerned that someone might challenge that in this law.
Challenge that down the road. Yeah, and that happens over here, too. In our area, we have churches. Usually they're saving up money to get their own building. But in the meantime, they're renting out facilities. And if some other group, the Lions Club or whoever, can rent it out, I think the churches ought to be able to do so also.
Spokane Valley State Senator Mike Patton telling us about a law that he's still working on for the next state legislature to try to keep state government from forcing people to act against their religious beliefs. Senator Patton, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye now.